How do you get off? How do you get off? Just like the sound, you're like, you really slurp it up. I mean, just recording the sound of you sucking dick is beyond the pale.
Dude, Destiny has blue hair. What do you expect? Like, he's
Oh,
such a
that's
weirdo.
such a, oh, he's such a weirdo. Blue hair.
Got that serotonin
Yeah.
stare.
He does
Needs to
have
read
it.
at takes thiamine, the black pill post on
Is there
serotonin.
that the stuff they
David
get in the
probably
Vietnamese?
listens. You probably listen to Hassan Piker, bro.
No, I don't listen to anybody. I'm a rebel.
No, you listen to Comedy Enforcement and all
You know,
that
I've actually
shit.
never listened to that show. I haven't listened to that show, actually.
All right, are we gonna
Oh,
start?
damn.
Feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go.
I'm just rolling a cigarette, dude. I told you the mic
You
situation. I
should
have
have
to.
pre-rolled one.
I was smoking one when this started and I finished it, so I'm rolling
Dude,
another
your
one.
fucking lungs will collapse.
Okay. You, I mean, yes, it's you. You fucking bariatric. Okay. So I have a cold open.
Let's go.
So I've been trying to learn a little bit of Chinese lately. Guys, hit the Duolingo. You know, it's mostly Mandarin, a little bit of Cantonese mixed in there. I'm getting pretty good at it. It's like a bum chicka bing do, cha cha bing cha 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 ki chamba
Come
shi,
on, man.
bum
That's
chow chick,
infantile.
but
I
just
don't
chow
like
bing chow
that. This is
chow,
infantile.
cha cha bing chow,
I
cha cha bing
don't
chow,
like
dude.
that.
Dude, this is why I said I'm gonna lead the pod today. No, stop. 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 I'm leading the pod today. That's all it is. And we're gonna talk about my fuck pros philosophy.
I'm
Stop.
offended.
Yeah.
As
I
someone
don't
who was
support
at
this.
As someone who attended the Rockford Public Library Anime Club for many years growing up, I'm very, very offended at what you
I'm
just said.
offended by
And
you
you want a little bit of,
conflating Japanese people with
you want a little
Chinese
Japanese?
people.
You want
Stop.
a
We shouldn't go down. We're a literary pod.
This is all about Lin. Tell Lin. I do have another Tyler joke that was gonna be other, but I gotta. So I've been studying in ancient school of mixed mental arts, kind of a mental gymnastics called Taolin.
Bro, that flopped. This is why
Because you
I'm
didn't
leading the
laugh. That's the whole
pot.
thing. The whole thing
Bro,
we
I
have to
can't
make.
force myself to laugh.
You have to if
Tao
you want to be
said he wouldn't.
successful.
Tao said he wouldn't come on the pod. I asked him. He said
Bro,
no.
Tao's a pussy.
I didn't want him on the pod. I don't like his ass.
Bro, Tao cured his autism, but he won't get on the pod.
Do
Explain that.
I don't
You
think he was truly autistic. He believes in vitamin A theory, which
No,
is
he
ridiculous.
was. Because, like, if you see that video
Hey,
of him at that
autistic.
cooking show, like, he seems so autistic.
He was on a cooking show?
Yeah, why was he on a
Yeah.
cooking show?
It's
Are
like
they
an
making
early
Easy Mac?
video of him. It's an early video of him. I just remember him on like a like an empty, very liminal kitchen, and he's like being really awkward and autistic.
Yeah,
Is it the
well.
same
Cooking show as Molly Brodack? Or
I mean, it's probably the same show because aren't they the same era?
Marley
yeah, I saw Molly
Brodak?
Brodack's going to be in the new
Marley
post-pop
Brodak.
lit, which is nice. I like that.
Who's she
I'm a
again?
Molly respecter. It was
What did she write?
Bandit. She was married to Blake Butler, my close personal friend.
Oh, this is that
Oh,
Molly?
wait. No
This is that
way.
Molly? Oh,
Yeah.
I didn't know her last
That
name. It
means
sounds like
like
a.
Wallace Barker contacted Blake Butler and was like, oh, can I have some of Molly's poetry? And Blake Butler said, for
No,
me.
do you know how they got that? It's actually
How?
they DM'd me and I dug.
You can't put that in there. Come on. We really.
You know, I never knew her last name. Her last name is very similar to a monster that you
Oh my
fight in
God.
Gears of War, called like a Burdock, I think. Yes, they're giant monsters. The locusts ride on top of them. I'm
Oh, I
sure she
remember
knows that.
that.
Very similar. I never knew her name though.
I just
Why
knew her
didn't
as
she take
Molly.
Butler? Why didn't she take Butler? It's such a pleasing name, you know. It's aristocratic, you know, Butler, you know, that kind
I
of.
don't think
No,
that's his
that's
real name.
subservient, dude.
Why
Naming
do you think
yourself
he would
Butler,
lie?
that's some simp shit.
I don't think that that's his real name. I think that
I don't
that's
think.
like
Wait, are you? Oh, hold on. Let's go back here. You Butler is some simp shit. Do you think butlers like they get paid to do that? They're not like they're not.
Bro.
It's not equatable to being a simp.
It is
That's
a simp.
crazy.
You're a simp to wealth if you're a butler.
Okay,
It
Wagey. All right, all right.
We're
But you
talking about the writer, not like the
Well, I'm talking about the word.
lexicology of the word. Sure.
Lexicology.
Anyway,
Well, this is going great.
I got a lot to say actually, because I've been
Go
thinking
ahead.
my head off.
Go ahead.
Well, I've just been
Let it
thinking
rip.
like Well, I've just been thinking about my life, what I'm doing, and I've been
That's.
thinking about this idea of just saying fuck pros, bro. Like,
Well.
I've just been biking all a lot lately this week, and I just keep thinking, like, you know, it's so freeing to just say that because when I was young, you wouldn't
Wait,
believe.
are
When I
you
was
saying it
young,
out loud
no, I'm
while
saying it
you're
in my
biking?
head. I'm
Well,
just
you're not
repeating
saying
it.
it then.
I'm repeating it in my head constantly while biking, just like a mantra.
That's
And it's like,
stupid.
I'm letting go, dude. It's because you're too stuck in the pros mindset.
Well,
You
if I.
still think you're gonna be the next Raymond Carver, bro.
Well, if I wrote prose like you, I'd say fuck it as well.
Oh. No, I'm the best writer in online lit by far.
By far.
I think it's just me and Ellie Nash up here.
Who's Ellie
Oh,
Nash?
Ellie.
I never
You
know who
know
these
her.
people are.
You know
Bro,
her by name.
she liked my story yesterday. I gotta say, like,
What'd she do? She message you?
no, I messaged her and she ghosted me, I think.
Does she
Oh.
have to use text to voice because she has brain damage for liking your
No,
story
chill, 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 chill. She's a very accomplished woman. I respect
Yeah,
her.
she is. She's a real one.
Named after the Last of Us
Jobs,
character,
dude.
right?
Meanwhile, you're rolling a cigarette like some kind of freaking popper.
That's what does that mean? Like a pop? Like,
You're like fucking Oliver Twist, dude.
oh, okay, I understand. I thought you were throwing a gay joke with the poppers, but it
Oh,
means
yeah.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah, I
Okay.
mean, like you're a chimney sweep.
I don't think Oliver Twist was a chimney sweep, was he? I never read that book.
He was,
I
I
think he
think.
did sweep chimneys. I
Yeah.
do.
Oh my God, what an own. Oh my God. You know my
Yeah.
favorite book by him? David Copperfield. Oh.
Anyway,
Yeah, what's your Bane voice like?
my Bane voice.
Yeah, give me a Bane
Oh,
voice.
I'm not doing that shit, man. That's like some high school shit. I'm a grown ass man.
Not a doubt.
I'm doing the freaking Barack Obama voice.
Go ahead, do the Obama voice.
Yeah, do Obama, fuck it.
I can't do impressions. I'm too monotone.
Man, you suck so much. What the fuck?
What? How does that make me suck?
Oh, I'm doing the Obama voice. And then you back out immediately? What is that? What are you doing?
I'm saying I'm doing it spiritually. I'm not doing it literally. There's a difference, dude. Look in the dictionary.
For which word? Are we looking up?
For literally versus spiritually.
Literally versus spirit. When Taolin believes spirits are literal. Can some time travel?
Dude, Taolin doesn't have a job. He just cuts trees all day, so you can think about these types of things.
Lumberjack. Lumberjack's a job. I don't know if he makes much money, but, you know, he seems to do it a lot. You should get an axe.
Yeah, dude, that one picture of him chopping a tree and he had like nice shoulders. He's like, so sinewy. Sam.
Oh, so sinewy. Like,
he got more likes on that photo than Emily did.
Hey, hey, that's a sensitive subject for me. Okay.
Should we just go into the drama with all?
Go, let it rip. Go ahead.
Well. I think you should start. I think Emily should start. Like,
I don't want to fuck about him. Come on. I thought we were talking about something else.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm looking.
Interesting.
Let's talk about the selfie you posted. The guy that got no likes.
Oh yes. Yeah. Right before we did this, we started podcasting. Emily, to promote the podcast, got. Spent a lot of time, got dressed up, very nice, sexually styled, and posted a thirst trap, basically. And then nobody liked it. So she was melting down, being like, this is how many views and there's no likes. This is how many, like, constant updates, which is a shame.
I don't think she was melting down. Let's not exaggerate it that much.
Okay.
It was because I wore glasses. If I didn't wear glasses, it would have done better.
Yeah,
I already deleted it.
How do you think that? See, you have all these little things. These theories are crazy. Like the tattoo thing. Oh, I can't get a pixie cut because I have tattoos. It's like, that's crazy. What are you talking about? Most pixie cut people have tattoos.
You're just a writer.
No.
She's an old head. Honestly, she's
the
oldest.
You just told me. No, you just told me I could pass for 23, like a half.
No, that wasn't me. That was David. That wasn't me. That was
David. Then David told me I could pass for 23.
But I think you're not anywhere. I think I changed my mind.
He said that because you were melting down. We were trying to calm you down.
You're unk, baby. I don't know. You're an old head here. You've been in this quote unquote scene the longest, right? Right? Aren't you the old head? You're basically 60 in female writer years, you know.
Oh,
I hear the hospital beeps in the background.
Yeah, I thought that I looked nice in this photo, but I guess it's not a winner. You can see
you're
my
chopped.
Edge. Chopped, but not screwed, unfortunately. Oh no. I think it's just you have like a serial killer vibe about you when you try and engage with men. Like, for example, Emily was trying to win this guy's attention. Now, this is a guy who she crashed out on and blocked him and erased all their conversations ever, blocked him on everything. But so she's trying to win his heart again. And the way she does about doing this is by unblocking and then faving his posts with words in them. You know what I mean? Like one will say you, one will say, you know, and to make messages and then getting frustrated that he doesn't unravel the Zodiac code. You know what I mean? It's wild. You scare men. You scare men with this.
I guess I would rather scare men than, what's the phrase, scare the hoes. I don't think I scare the hoes.
No, I don't think you scare the hoes. I think the hoes like you.
Yeah, we're going to build you up. You'd be like a big old statue. Not big and old, yes, but not big. But a statue, statuesque. You're statuesque. Look at that. You know what
you
mean?
Just have your lesbo arc.
Fumbling Roy with the lupus. That was right. That was pretty good.
Bro, you got ghosted by someone who has lupus. That's
Which is crazy.
seriously down bad.
I like how
Yeah.
you were posting such like flirty things, sending him flirty messages, and then he'd be like, "Oh, you know what I do for fun is I do back end work on servers." Smiley face. It's just like, who the fuck are you picking? Why are you doing this to yourself? A hot young thing should not go after a Norwood. That's
Oh
our
my
new.
He
He was
was
a
not a
Norwood.
no, he wasn't a
He
Norwood
was
because we saw the
over. I
picture.
showed you his website. He was over 6 foot.
Bro, the
He
fact
was.
he
I
sent
didn't.
you his website is
He sent you
like.
his
No, I.
Huh.
His website was on his Instagram profile. I met him at a party, and then one of
Oh,
my
yeah.
friends.
What was that post you were like, when you said, why would he talk to me for 15 minutes at a party if he didn't want to date me?
It was 45 minutes.
45
And I said
long.
if he didn't like me, we talked for 45 minutes because he has lupus and I experience a condition called Crohn's. And we bonded over that. And I thought we hit it
Okay.
off.
A support group. What is, why
You're just
that?
looking at diseased men.
Well, I historically, yes.
You know, that's what an old girl got to do nowadays. You
You're like
know,
Kathy Bates in Misery.
oh, dude.
I'm cutting that you.
I don't think Emily can't get a man to lay in the bed in order to break his legs.
My God.
Yo, did you ever, do you remember when she was doing the AI therapist thing?
Oh yeah, like
That was crazy.
yeah,
That was crazy.
having an AI therapist is wild.
And you would get mad at the therapist. Be like, you are fucking wrong, bitch. I shouldn't move on. What are you talking about?
No, I liked the messages I got saying I was violating the user policy.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, that's not good. That's
Dude,
the
you should just
service I didn't.
reach out to Luca Lazaro because he's like the oracle of online lit. Maybe he can help.
That's so lame. Oracle of online. Why do you speak this way?
Luca. Luca lives in like Palo
Oh, shut up,
Alto and
David.
probably works for Apple or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's like he has that like sophisticated shaved head, and he had a profile pic of him holding a cigar.
Luca, you
He's
work for
like
Apple,
he's the
brother.
Andrew Tate of online lit.
I don't believe that. I don't see any photos of him.
Yeah, I'm not, I didn't, honestly, I didn't know it was a guy.
No, he
Luca,
used to have a
feminine.
photo of him as a
See,
profile
Luca,
picture.
the A, that's like, that's, Luco, all right, I'd be like, that's a dude.
Luca's not a girl's name.
Dude,
The
Luca is a
A, the
dude
A.
name.
What,
It's
it's
like
not,
Luca
okay,
Brasi. He
no,
was like
look,
a
it's not a
gangster, I
name at
think.
all. No one is named Luca. I've
Yeah, they
named
are. They're
nobody. It's not a fucking
dude, that's
name.
a real Italian ass name.
But whatever you say. That's
Okay,
bullshit.
David. Whoa.
Yeah, King David.
That's
Strong. Strong
true.
ass
The King
shit.
David
You
Bible.
know, your friend Will messaged me and was like, what were you named after? And I said the Foyd from Little Bear. And he was like, that's not true. And I'm like, it's literally true. I was named after the child female character that befriends the titular Little Bear, and they have a strange, romantically coded relationship.
What's that, a movie?
Yeah,
I've
what is
never heard
it's
of
like a
that.
children's TV show my mom used to watch when she was pregnant, and I remember I didn't talk to my
Are
mom for
you
two
just a grown
years.
up watching children's shows to what? Like prepare for being pregnant? Why are they looking at
Yeah,
why is a
probably.
grown ass woman watching children's shows?
I know, I didn't talk to my mom for 2 years, and then when I went over to her house for the first time, she bought a house in that time frame. With
Right.
my father's pension, which is very classy of her. But I went over and she was playing the Little Bear soundtrack when I got there, and I was like, this is a mistake. But
Dude, that's
she's
some BPD mom
that's weird.
activities.
My
Why does she have
mother,
the soundtrack? What is that?
she
Why does
plays
she
the
love
same
Little
sh
Bear so much?
she plays the same shit over and over again. Like, she loves the Harry Potter soundtrack. And then it's funny because she has
Great.
a decent taste in music. She likes the Pet Shop Boys,
All right,
INXS,
ugh. Blah, what are you talking about? Oh my God, you go
Dude,
decent taste,
David, you
you go
hate
in excess, you
everything.
go in excess. Come on, man, what are you talking about? Pet
David,
Boys?
you hate everything.
That's not
She
true.
real. She has a huge thing for Morrissey, which is interesting because
Blah.
she's
Blah.
Mexican. The Mexicans have a huge thing for Morrissey. As a Mexican,
Yeah,
I can
that's always
confirm
weird.
that.
It's always weird. I never understood that. Maybe they have, it's a sad Latino soul. You know,
Yeah.
epigenetic sadness.
Yeah.
Bro, Mexicans aren't sad people.
No, but
No,
inside, we're talking about the soul.
no, I don't think they're sad inside because they have Christ.
And
Going to
Morrissey, I
talk
guess.
about John Doe's interview for Office Magazine or
I don't.
Relics by Danielle Shalosky? I dropped the John Doe link in the chat.
Man, I'm not. I don't
I
care
don't
about
really
John.
got shit to say about John Doe.
The John who? That's what I'd like to say.
Look
Okay,
that's going to be our official stance on it then, so we can
Let's move
go into
on. That guy
Relics.
sucks, man. Fuck that
Yeah, let's
guy.
do it. Let's do it with English class rules.
I don't want to talk.
Nice.
I don't want to talk about the Danielle story yet. Can we wait till after a break? I'd like to gather myself. I don't like.
Sure.
You
Oh,
know,
we had 9 minutes left.
we never did the
Oh,
opening.
shit. Fuck the opening, dude.
No, the
What's the
intro.
opening? Okay.
Did you get your half done of it?
My half? I've still got a lot more to say, but I'm gonna.
I was talking to Emily because she's a team
Oh,
player.
screw you.
Oh no, I don't have the Bane voice. I'm not gonna do a
No,
Bane
it's not the
voice.
Bane voice, the sponsor.
Oh, don't remember who sponsored it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
That's fine. I got buy-in. So, guys, I have bad news, and I'm sorry that I have to tell it to you both here. But I just got the email. Josh has pulled his funding.
Oh shit, really?
Yes, I thought it was a grant thing because all that grant stuff. But it wasn't. He confirmed. He sent me a it wasn't very long email. And I'm paraphrase it, but he said we didn't talk enough about Palestine, that we on someone named Graham Irving's side, whoever that is. And
Dude,
then he sent it.
I think Graham Irwin was like a school shooter, no?
Irving, the
Yeah.
crocodile guy,
No,
the crocodile writer.
he wrote a book about how he's a school shooter, I think.
I don't know. I didn't get those PDFs in the email. And he also sent a vid of himself burning a big sack of money that had a big dollar sign on it and our names on it. Your name are insanely misspelled, which, of course, no one gives a
Yeah.
shit. And an all caps caption that said "Checkmate." So I don't know. We're gonna have to find a way to scrape some shit together.
We'll do it. I think we're scrappy
We'll do
individuals.
it. We need to get
Bro, I'm ready to rise and grind. I'm really on my Jocko Willing shit today.
Oh
Hell
shit.
yeah.
We got a lot of complaints about people not knowing who was speaking, I guess because we all sound so similar.
No, that was one guy. Like,
See, you ruin every fucking bit. You're fucking retarded, bruh.
bro,
What
how am
you
I
doing?
retarded?
What are
What?
you
Do we
doing?
just let you monologue then, bro?
It's not a monologue, you react.
Okay, go ahead.
That was it. You
Okay,
say your
see?
name. You say your name. I'm David.
Well, I guess I'll call myself Plastic Bagger still,
That's
since.
Mari. I won't call you bagger in group
Yeah, don't
speech.
do that.
That's weird, man.
Do you not like being
Yeah.
called bagger? Is that not your preferred pronoun?
No, not today. I feel like more personable today.
I call you Marius.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's so many.
Okay.
I'm not. I can't say it. You're Mari here.
His Christian name is Marius. His Polish name, he didn't
Well,
Americanize when he came here.
my family's Catholic, not Christian. There's a
Oh,
difference.
well, I don't. Speaking of Catholics, I'm not Catholic. My mother's family was Catholic, and then they became Jehovah's Witnesses, which
Oh shit.
that's interesting.
Jehovah's Witnesses people are always mentally ill. That's like a gateway to a personality disorder.
What are they witnessing? Anybody ever find that out?
Dude, they're witnessing their lives going to shit. It's an
Is that true?
infantile waste of time. Yes.
I don't know what they're. Do they dress in the suits? Who's the one in the suits? Is that Mormons? Latter-day
I think that's
Saints?
Jewish. That's Jewish.
I
That's
think
your
that if
people.
I. No, the Mormons are the people that dress up in suits and they come and knock on your
Orthodox
door.
Jews do too.
They don't knock
I
on your
rem
door unless
No,
the
they
Romans do.
remember driving through the.
Oh
I remember driving through the Orthodox Jewish village, I think in Brooklyn with my friend Violet like 3 years ago, and it was very nice. It was very quaint. I was like, why are there bars on the windows? And then I
Yeah.
looked it up. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I just read about it. I'm like 0.07% Jewish. Not enough. It's an interesting culture to learn about.
You also have
Interesting.
tattoos, which means you're out of that
See, you
religion,
always bring
bitch.
this up. It's crazy. Why do you always bring this up? Not being buried
What?
in. You're so interested in dead Jews and which means
Oh my
dead Jews are
God.
going to be buried.
Bro, I've
It's
been listening to
typical
the
Polish
Kanye
behavior.
song too much.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Bro, literally a
Oh.
Jewish person dropped their hat yesterday. I picked it up for them. So
Their
how could you?
hat?
Yes, their hat.
What was it? Was it a New York Yankees fitted or a yarmulke?
No, it was their protective
Oh,
Jewish hat that they wear over their yarmulke.
the big
There's
hat?
two hats. Yeah, there's like one of those Russian nesting dolls of hats that they wear.
Yeah, they got them big hats. I used to wear a baseball cap with my yarmulke, but that's because I was afraid of hate crimes. People around here do not like Jewish people. They'll tell you all about it. It's great. There's a lot
I'm
of black
sorry.
Israelites, and they say some wild shit, and they hate Jews a lot. Yes, they believe they
You
are the
don't
real
deserve.
Jews.
Hold on, let me make this about me and how nice I am. You don't deserve that, David, and I don't condone that, and
Yeah, you
I don't
do.
con.
Bro, in the
No.
group chat, you're always like.
Come on.
Emily's a groiper. She's MAGA
No.
light.
No, I'm not. I specifically addressed that on Twitter today. I am not a Groiper e-girl or MAGA light.
Yeah, you are. You're
No,
choking
those
on
are
red
false.
pills.
No, I'm not. Those are false allegations, and
Okay,
it
so
broke my
prove it.
heart when that person said that to me.
So prove it.
I am a
Prove it.
registered Democrat in the state of Illinois.
Okay, but
Yeah.
did you vote for Kamala?
Yeah, did
I'm
you?
not
Did you
gonna.
put
No. Did you put
Oh,
your
I'm not gonna.
money where your mouth is?
Oh. I'm not gonna answer that question.
Oh. So you didn't vote Green Party, maybe?
I
Maybe.
don't have to discuss who I voted for.
Bro, you watch Nick Fuentes on loop.
No, I don't. Oh my gosh. I barely even know who that is.
You
He's not a real white person, that's for sure. Not real white.
Why does Chicago have all the strangest people? It's like it's got Lin. Did you guys see the photo of himself that Lindy Man posted today?
No,
Is he in
but
Chicago? He's Chicago
yes.
based?
Lindy Man told
Huh.
me I was a beautiful canary in the coal mine of Rockford, and then he stopped
Jesus.
responding. I told him I was depressed in downtown Rockford, and then he stopped responding to me. So I
What
don't
did
think
he
it's.
say again?
He
Canary in the
called me.
coal mine?
He said I was a
Yes.
beautiful canary in the coal mine of
Bro,
Rockford, Illinois.
he's misusing that. He's
he
misusing
speaks
that
like he
statement.
has Riz. Like, what is that? What is that? I've never heard of like someone hitting on someone like that.
I like the one tweet about go ahead and do something. I think about that when I'm like, whatever, I'll eat seed oils today. Go ahead and do
I
something.
just, what? Why would you need a canary in a coal mine in Rockford? What is coming up? What poison is breeding in, unless he means in general, what the fuck is he talking about? That's just such a stupid, weird thing to say. Does he know
Well,
what the
we're a.
saying means?
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Dude, I think Lindy Man steals a lot of shit from our Red Scare pod because I've clocked him doing that a few times.
He said a beautiful bird in a coal mine. And then the last thing
Jesus.
I said to him, I asked him if he had hobbies, goals, or dreams, and
Wait,
he
that
didn't respond.
sounds.
See,
His
this is
line
why men
sounds
don't
low
like
key
you.
racist.
That's
We're
why they
gonna
scare
get.
men off. It's like a fucking job interview. You t ask them that?
I've got feelings. I've got feelings.
Just got back from our break. I had a Japanese sweet potato and broccoli for dinner.
That
What'd you
sounds
guys have?
delicious.
Yeah, I love Japanese sweet potatoes. They taste like vanilla. Now my dog's all
Scrumptious.
excited.
Never had a Japanese sweet potato.
I don't think they have that shit, right, David? I'm sorry.
Yeah, all they have is tire-grown potatoes.
Tire-grown
Tire grown?
potatoes.
Is that
Yeah.
real?
Yeah, they it's a special thing in Detroit because the soil is so bad. They just use like little tires as potted plants.
The soil is very bad, very high in nitrates and
Yeah, that's where Flint
phosphates.
is. Flint is in Michigan or some.
Is wait, is Detroit in Michigan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro. Yes, it
Dude, I
is.
don't know where any other
Isn't that
states are.
a video
Well,
game?
Detroit's a
Yeah.
city.
Detroit Become
Detroit Beyond
Human.
Human.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was
Is
Become
it Become
Human.
Human? Become Human. They could really they could really take that advice. Some real monsters here.
It's a wonderful place, Detroit.
Yeah, they
Dude, are
really
you in
are.
the hood?
I think I am. Yeah, I think I'm firmly in the hood, unfortunately. Well, you know, not unfortunately, whatever.
Dude, I can't test your gangsta.
I don't know what that means. How do you, what are you getting at?
Well, I just can't test your shit, bro. You might freaking pull some shit on me. Like, you're a tough guy. I'm a city slicker.
City slicker, yeah. You know, I've been thinking they should bring back bling bling. I haven't been, you know, you remember that bling bling? How come that
Yeah,
died
but
away?
people are over jewelry. That shit's made with conflict minerals, bro. I don't
I
want to
don't think
have.
people are over jewelry at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, they are. Trust me, there's a major vibe shift coming. You
We
have your ear
already
to the
had a
ground.
vibe shift. There was the vibe shift after the election, and then there was the original vibe shift, like in 2021, I think. That's at least like the angelicism vibe shift or whatever. I
Well,
don't know if
another one's coming. I see the storm in the
I think
distance.
everything's too fractured to actually have like a vibe, you know what I mean? It's like everybody's in their own, it's like a another dark age, you know what I mean, where we're kind of back to people being villages and you get messages back and forth. I mean, this figuratively, you know what I mean, where there's so much denial, there's so much you know, people just broken apart. What's that
Atomize, bro. That's a word you should
atomized.
know as a leftist.
I know what atomized is, but
How
what's that thing?
do you, how is that a political word? Let me put on my English teacher
Bro,
hat
because
here.
every left winger is always like, you know, the reason why we're so depressed is because we're atomized.
Well, it's a word because an atom is the
You guys,
smallest thing you can break something down into. Well, at the time, you know what I mean? Now there's like little, you know, there's all kinds of little shit
Know
swirling around it.
Asher from the group chat?
Yeah, I
I
know
can't
Asher.
tell.
Well, I don't know him.
I
Yeah,
can't
I don't
tell if
know him, but I
Asher,
know him.
I can't tell if he's actually like in leadership with the Brooklyn Democratic Socialists of America, or if it's just a giant joke because he like reposts all their stuff and people are like, thank you, Asher, for putting this together.
I could see it
Like,
based on the way he dresses.
he has a
Like,
MAHA hat, though.
yeah, but a lot of these DSA types got that ironically. I mean, aren't you not a groiper and you have one?
I don't have a MAHA hat. No, they're
You
too
have a
expensive.
shirt.
That's from JFK's original campaign. That's
Damn.
his original campaign. So I'm an OG RFK supporter.
That sucks, bro. Like, why he? That never has there been a guy who sounds like he's dying more, and he's in the head of health things. Come on, man.
No,
I do
dude,
like
he's
his bear. I
based.
do like the
His
bear
he
thing.
he's he he's based, and I really like his quote. I
Dude,
really
that's a
like.
hacky bit. But what do you like?
I like that he said a sick person only has one dream. A healthy person has a million. I think that's real.
I
All I want
mean,
is all I wanted was for that guy with lupus to reply to my Instagram message, and he did not, despite our
he went out
45
his
minute.
one dream. Wasn't he
No, just
married though? Wasn't that? Oh, no,
no.
he had a
That
girlfriend. He had a good GF, huh?
the no. So I didn't know. Someone told me, and I'm guessing that's why he didn't respond to me. And then I posted a photo of myself on Instagram today, and a married guy from Rockford liked it, and I was like, cool. That's nice.
What's lupus anyway? What does that do to you?
It's a lot of joint pain and then physical disfiguration.
Oh, nah. That
Like,
doesn't sound too bad.
what is physical? What's phys what do you mean by physical? How bad does it get?
you get like a butterfly rash
What
on your
the fuck
face.
is a
Did you
butterfly? What
guys
is
ever
that?
watch House? He would always be like, "It's never lupus."
You know,
I
I've only
only
seen
know of
him.
I only know of House from It's Never Lupus.
Bro,
I
that was
know
my
the
shit.
Massive Attack, the theme song, Massive Attack. That was the shit.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good theme song.
I
Yeah, you
loved that
take some
show.
kratom, put that shit on. Yeah.
Bro, House was kind of like RFK back in the day. Like, he was RFK coded.
I don't think so.
I don't know about
Well, I guess
that.
I'll take your
He
word on it. I don't know.
was. I mean, I'm a big House historian.
Well, I mean, House was a
Yeah.
doctor. RFK is not a doctor. He's
Yeah, but
barely a man.
they both have a spunk to them.
You see, the thing I like most about, well, I don't, besides his voice, the thing I like most about RFK is that whole thing about him, finding a bear with his bros, a dead bear who they may or may not have killed it, but he puts it in the back of his car, and then they go and drink at a steakhouse for like 8 hours and forget the bear's
Oh.
back there. which is such a bro move, to go and get drunk for fucking 8 hours at a steakhouse.
Yeah,
I
that's
can't imagine.
gratuitous, dude.
And then to plant it in Central Park with the bike is very, very funny.
Bro, how do people drink for 8 hours? Like, holy shit, your fucking
You drink
liver
very
must be
low,
fucked.
you drink very low content alcohol, and preferably you're taking at the same time.
Just Twisted Teas.
I've never had a Twisted Tea. They sound scary.
They
But
taste gross.
we had an agenda today. I've never had a margarita. I've never had a Long Island iced tea. It's interesting. But we had an agenda. We're not going to talk about John Doe's interview, I guess, but we had another auto fiction piece we were going to talk about.
Is that what that is? What is autofiction? What's that supposed to be?
Auto fiction is like just fiction about yourself, I guess. It was really big in Los Angeles when I moved there. Like the Girls from Car Crash Collective was a pretty big auto fiction
What
anthology.
is Relic supposed to be autofiction? 'Cause
It
that's
kind of comes,
depressing.
I think that it's auto fiction.
I don't know. It seems like memoir, but I don't
That's a
know the
memoir. I mean,
difference.
autofiction, a memoir. If that story is supposed to be about her life, holy shit, that's
I would be
crazy.
concerned if it was autofiction, but let's just take it for what it is.
Let's
I mean,
just
I'm
treat
very,
what we see in the text like
yeah, let's take it,
professionals.
yes, take it literally. I, for one, was very struck by the relationship between Charlie and Michael. I really liked how Danielle detailed their relationship, and I thought that her writing was very strong when she said that Michael treated Charlie like a dog. I thought that was a very astute, powerful observation for her narrator to make. For me, the story was about the relationship between Charlie and Michael, as opposed to the narrator's relationship to them. I found those two to be the most interesting part of the story for me. Are they
What
gay? Why do they live together? Why does one of them treat the other one like a dog?
Well, I'm
Why does one.
curious, why did you find that so powerful? Like, extrapolate on that a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily powerful. It just stuck out to me. I've got it pulled up in front of me. We have in her first paragraph, I dreamt of drinking in a city that had no name. So I'm imagining Oasis in Rockford, Illinois. And she's talking about her relationship with these two men.
Well, let me just say something about that place with no name, because I sort of like that now that I'm hearing it. Like, I mean, haven't we all wanted to? He wants to like dissociate into like a fantasy world, basically.
I mean, it is a dream segment, so it is by the very fabric of it a fantasy world.
I know, but I
I think
mean,
the whole
there's a reason
story.
to include it in the beginning. It's the very opening of the story.
I know. I don't. I'll hold off. You guys just keep going.
I think that the character of Charlie, I think that initially she sets Michael up to be the more troublesome character, but she has this really great paragraph. I'll read it out loud.
Wait, is Charlie the collector?
Yes. So
Okay.
Charlie had the baby blue Bic lighter of an established author. He had an up-and-coming playwright's used toothpick. He had a literary It Girls Burt's Bees lip balm. Burt's Bees has seed oils in it, so no one should use it, but I'm going to read the text now. He had a renowned journalist's broken tape recorder stained with the beer spill of a famous musician. He had a controversial Substacker's pink hair clip. He had a wine-stained napkin with a stanza scribbled on it by a poet from Twitter. I really like how she characterized Charlie there because I can picture both of these people in my head, and I'm sure that some other people can as well. But she's doing an amazing job of characterizing what kind of men they were, or what kind of men they are. And I think the following line, Michael made Charlie breakfast on the weekends and let him read the books he was publishing before anyone else. That's very interesting to me because their relationship seems very, very intimate. And we don't find out as much. We don't know a lot about Michael, but she's going into so much detail about Charlie. It's just interesting to me
So
the way that she's re
why do you think this narrator is more fixated on Charlie? Because honestly, when you were reading that list of items, I did think it flowed pretty well. When I was reading it to myself, it didn't flow as well. But
I really like this piece, and I'm glad that I read it, and
no,
I'm
but
excited to talk about it.
so why do you think she focused more on Charlie?
Well, I don't know if she had an intentional focus on focusing on. Let me backpedal there. My syntax was kicked
Or
up.
anything in David's opinion, but go on.
Why don't let's hear from David. Let's hear
Yeah.
from the David Gallery. Come on.
I don't think there's much there for any kind of characterization of either one of these characters, including the author. I think it's all shell and no interior. It reminds me of like some kind of Bohemian fan fiction. I think it has so many pieces. I don't think there's much of a point to the story. And there's just not enough time. It reads a lot like Chuck Palahniuk, but it lacks even his subtlety or his tongue in cheek. It is, I think, an empty story. And I think it is trying to comment on things, but has really nothing to say about them.
I disagree with
I
that. I
mean,
just I don't let as the resident woman, I think that she's commenting on literary men, and I really like the way that she does it. And as you were speaking, you were calling the characters empty. I would say that she's definitely saying more about Charlie, but I guess that there's more to be filled in about Michael.
What
I
is
mean,
said
to
about
assume.
Charlie? What is said about
I mean,
Charlie?
isn't the point of the story kind of like an examination of wanting to be known for something? I mean, there's a reason why she has that shard of glass at the end. Like, this character wants so bad to be recognized for, I guess, her literary work, since these are two artists and Charlie's the collector of literature. So she's hoping he'll pick up the shard and add it to his
I
collection.
think,
I
okay,
mean,
just go
and
ahead.
then I guess you can sort of relate that to the point about religion. I mean, how many
There's no point
idols?
about religion. It is so
I mean,
garbage about
that
religion.
point honestly was a little trite to me, and I didn't really like the story, but I'm trying to play fair. I mean, the author did want to include, like, it wasn't fully empty, I don't think. There were a point to the story.
I disagree. I just think there's simply not enough there. I think I want to say that it's poorly paced, but there doesn't seem to be any pace at all that I can distinguish.
So what would you have added?
I would have cut a bunch of stuff. I would have tried to figure out who these characters are. What we get is let me think. If we go away from these cliches, this kind of fan fiction, well, who is this character supposed to be? Who is the narrator supposed to be? Is this an aging writer? That's what we're supposed to do. Who's so jaded, which I quote, they call me a nihilist like it's a slur, but the truth was I didn't have enough interest in nihilism to even identify myself as one. Or even drinking was a job that I took seriously. It's like, are these supposed to be jokes? Because
I think so, yeah. This character is supposed to be like early 20s, I believe, right?
No, I think that she's in her mid-20s because if you go one to the third paragraph, she said there were girls in their early 20s who were hotter and cooler than I was,
You
which
see,
leads me to
the
believe. Go
this is
ahead.
the well, so the scene is described as what? Just that they don't like it. There's no actual examples of the emptiness or vapidness of this scene.
I mean, the character is pretty vapid. She's like throwing up in a toilet at some
I don't think that
person's
makes you.
house.
I don't think that
Dude.
makes you. I think she's trying to have her cake and eat it too. As far as the character goes, the character is meant to be seen as kind of sad and tragic, but also kind of cool, kind of distant. I don't think there is actually a character there. I think the character says a lot of what it's like astroturfed people. Honestly, yes. And I actually really hated the Charlie Baby Blue Bic thing because you only have so much space. You only have so much space, and you wasted a whole thing on this that I don't think characterizes Charlie very well because Charlie can be read as mostly he's an object of ridicule. The author is disgusted with them. Now, maybe they don't say it outright, which is odd because they seem to just try and say exactly what they're feeling without like any. I mean, I'm not a show don't tell kind of guy, but I think if you are telling, the narrator should know what they're trying to tell. And so, what is this Charlie not
Yeah,
even
I
supposed to
mean,
represent, but who is he as a person? Also, this is just a little nitpick of mine. Second paragraph. The next day, I met Charlie. I think it should be I met with Charlie because if Charlie is supposed to be this person in the scene who catalogs all this stuff and this person is in the scene, how do you not already know Charlie? I just think there's so many editing problems and there's no through line and so much wasted space. We get a whole fucking space where most, okay, so I think this is a problem with younger writers, problem. Whatever, where they have an idea of what a person would be like. Like for example, towards the end, where Charlie, where she's talking to Charlie, which there are some great things I'd like to bring up in that part. But she's talking to Charlie, and she's like, "I wonder what the rest of my life is. Viewing my life is like actions is mere plot devices. You know what I mean? What will I write in a story?" And I remember thinking that. When I was, a young writer, but an older person, doesn't think that way. Not
Yeah,
the older writer doesn't think that way.
I think
So
you're
this is what.
smart. You're smart in pointing that out because, to be honest,
And.
I used to do that too, especially when I was like writing. I'd be like, oh, let me do something crazy just to have a story to tell.
I don't think. I think the best characterization of Michael is he sat on his bed and sighed. His dramatic exhales could be heard through the wall, but that's basically all you get. And here's the thing: this is why I say you have your cake and eat it too. And I almost psyoped myself reading the story over and over and over and over again. Luckily, it was so short, not because it was bad, but because I could read through it over and over and over and over again. And there's just not much there, but yet we'll have a whole paragraph about how they're upset about Catholicism that actually has no real content and has just really cringe things. You know what I mean? I think another thing, oh, what was I saying? Like, young writers also, they skip over what is the interesting thing, maybe because they haven't read enough, maybe because they haven't lived enough. I don't know. But so the interesting thing in this story is, like Emily pointed out, is Michael. You should be putting these people on black. Like, there's just wasted space. There's just wasted space, wasted shit. Sin had a poetic ring to it. The solution was just as easy. Three Hail Marys. Come
I mean,
on,
to be
bro.
honest, though, even though it read empty to us, something resonated with Emily, like
Yes, I
with the
think I.
relationship. Like, so
Well, I
what
just don't think
made
there's a
her cling to
relationship.
that? What made you cling to that?
I would say, David, I believe that you said that you feel Michael is an empty character, right?
Yes, I think they're all empty characters. I don't think they're real characters. They're ideas of characters, and not enough work has been done to make them full characters or make them an appropriate kind of projection or symbolic thing. I think it's like a diary. Like I said, Bohemian fan fiction.
I would agree that it's like a diary. I wouldn't call it fan fiction because I think that her work has definite substance. She's a talented writer. I like how she's observing this relationship, and kind of musing on it. But I think
What
that
muses does she have? She only has, he treated him like a rescue dog. What musings do they have, is what I'm saying.
I
This is what I'm
think
saying,
that she,
psyop.
so we're looking at that same paragraph. Michael made Charlie breakfast on the weekends and let him read the books he was publishing before anyone else. I think that says a lot about Michael. And then you have the following sentence that says, "Rescue dog he found on the street. Michael derived an obscene, egotistical pleasure from letting Charlie live at his place."
I mean,
That
to be
tells
honest,
you
yeah, I'm
a
sorry, I'm
lot about
sorry.
Michael. That's okay. That tells you a lot about Michael. I think that that's showing, not telling, like you had brought up earlier.
But we
I don't
have to
think
take in
that's
account
two
that the narr
sentences.
we have to take into account that the narrator openly admits she's like a nihilist. Can we believe this thing about the dog? I mean, to me, the book thing sounds sweet a little bit. Like,
Yeah,
I
the
mean, they're
I
like roommates, they're bros.
my thing is you don't even know if they're bros. There's just nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. The first line, you can see it as dismissive after following the other two lines. But also, a rescue dog isn't like necessarily a bad thing. And deriving an obscene, egotistical pleasure, I mean, that's really what the narrator is doing, especially with the whole paragraph about all of Charlie's items that he collected after they've already framed it as like they had, which I had a problem with this. I harbored something of an intense hatred towards the literary scene. Something, you know, that's kind of
I
dismissive of
kind
what
of like that. I kind of like
along
that,
with the
though.
intense, I don't know. I don't think it's earned. I think the seeds that should be followed are yeah, I just nothing happens. You know what I mean? That's just it. Nothing happens and they're not real people. And there's wasted space. People traits, character traits are just stated and they're not shown at all. You know, it like I said, all shell, no interior.
I mean, to
And
be
like,
honest, that's a big issue with a lot of stories in this scene. Like,
yeah, but we're talking about this story. We're talking about this story, and she, I can tell that she can write. But this story has so many problems. It is just aimless. It is, no, I. I don't want to use that word. That was an accident. No. It's just there's nothing there. And I think people can project things on that, and I don't think that's what the intention was for. I don't think that was the intention. Honestly, I don't know what the intention is. Is it just such a, is it just the pat idea of like, oh, you're going to be forgotten and you want, because I don't feel any pain from the character. I don't feel anything for the character. I don't know how the character actually feels. I don't know how anybody really feels. There's just not enough stuff there. And the only things that really make you feel something are One Night I Was Drunk and Throwing Up in Michael's Toilet. Michael sat on his bed and sighed. And this is an interesting thing. This is, I think, what drew Emily to it. This is what drew me to it. And this is the interesting
Yes.
parts. This is the pearl. Because even you said, oh, she throws up in the toilet. You know what I mean? And that's like a very
Yeah, that.
male-brained, like shaming kind of thing. And Michael is sitting there on his bed shaming her for this kind of
But
thing.
I don't blame Michael for that. Like, if someone came to my house, but I wouldn't have brought her to my house, so.
I think it's just such a it's a stupid male brain thing where a woman, oh, she's a mess. She can't handle her drinks. Oh, she's drinking. She must be. She's throwing up. It's out of control. Where if a guy
It's
goes and
disgusting, bro. If a guy does
no,
it
but if a
too, it's
guy's
fucking nasty, bro.
no, it's a whole different cultural thing where it's like, oh
No, it
man,
is
yeah, he was fucking.
culturally, but I'm talking about me. I'm
But I'm
talking.
saying that is the core of the story. That should be the most important thing. And even followed up is later in that paragraph, when she's wondering if she should wrap her legs around Charlie so she makes it into the book, that the first thing she can think of is sexualizing herself to a man to be important. Like that is what the core and what the story should be about, but it is just not about, because men will survive and they will tell the tale, and women will just be objects. They will just be relics. And there it is cyclical in this scene. And that is what the story wants to be about, but it is not what the story is about. It is about nothing. And also a little, I guess while I'm doing so many digging in so deep, I will say that I gave my husband this story to read, and he was laying on the couch in the other room, and I just heard him mumble to himself, "This is the worst."
Oh my God. I
Which I
mean, I
agree.
want
I laughed out loud at the last sentence because it's fun. He said one day we would all be gone. Did Charlie really fucking say that? Did Charlie say that?
to. Yeah,
You
I
know what
mean,
I mean? Come on.
that's a trope of a young author, but
Oh yeah,
I'm
in
kind
the
of
finance
curious.
bros,
I'm
that's
kind
like
of curious
stock.
though about what Emily has to say about your
Yeah,
whole thing because
yeah,
I
yeah,
don't know,
yeah.
we
Yeah,
should
same.
listen to the woman about this story.
I that's fine. I'm just giving, you asked for what I had to say about it. That's what I had to say.
Well, I mean, I've said what I have to say as well. I'm ambivalent about the last line. I think that that's kind of, I can imagine the kind of person Charlie is. I can guess that Charlie seems like he went to an MFA program. He's 25, maybe 26. He thinks he's really deep and he's trying to impress this narrator.
How do you get that? Just from he said one day we'll all be gone,
I mean, he
because there's
does go
nothing.
to the
I mean,
bar with her.
who's he
There's.
performing for? I mean, he's not doing that shit for himself. I mean, when he's by himself, he's drinking and reading, but when he's like, oh, I'm so deep, he's doing it in front of the narrator.
I mean, to be honest, collectors love to flex their shit. Like,
I mean, there's a.
but that's not included in the story either. And you're right. Like, we only know that he collects, but there's like no deeper reason for this whole fixation of his, which would have been interesting.
I think
David,
that.
would you
Go
change
ahead.
your mind if this was an excerpt of a larger piece?
Oh yes. Yes, I would, because there's nothing here. There's not enough here. There's, like I said, wasted space. The whole thing about the whole Catholic girls thing, which is just confusing and stupid. Like I said, this scene is supposed to be vapid and they hate it so much. But why? We're not really given any reasons, at all. Michael only sight that he's a bad guy really is, I guess, him, like I said, him sighing when she's drunk. But Michael's not a character. Michael doesn't do anything. I think also it's easy to project these characters because we may, like, you know, people, I'll put it this way. We know people from our real life that these characters may or may not be. But the
Well,
text
we
itself
know,
is not.
like, I mean, this story was sort of written with the scene in mind, and like you're supposed to read like the vapid thing and be like, ha ha, like, yeah, I get that, because we all know vapid writers and vapid freaking socialites. So I think that's why she doesn't explain it, but you're kind of right, like.
Yeah, you were the one that said, let's just take it by the text. And I don't know New York. I don't know any of that shit. I don't really fucking care. I only care about the text. I'm,
No, but I mean, just
you
like in
know.
general, like writers know writers who are vapid. So it's like we can read that line and be like, ha ha, I know X, Y,
Oh,
and
so
Z.
you're just writing for writers then? Oh, that's
I mean,
a great thing.
I think that's what the story is on some level doing. I mean, writing is a big part of the story.
Writing is a very, very little part of the story. The scene is part of it. There's not much here about writing at all. There's not much about anything.
Well, I mean, literary scene, I guess. You're kind of right
There's
there.
not much about the scene besides there's fake Catholicism, or the character thinks they're fake, and then there's the very pat cliche of like, oh, they think they're same. They don't really believe in this kind of thing, which is just. I hate to use your word, Mari, because I hate to give you anything, but it
It
is infantile. It
is.
is
The
baby
religion
shit.
part was infantile, but at the
The
same
whole thing
time,
is.
like, I've thought those things when I was younger, so I'm sort of like giving it a pass a little bit, but it is infantile. It's
You
so
guys are
infantile.
unk. You guys are fucking
No,
unk.
you're unk. Like,
No, I am not. No. Let's
unk.
look. Okay. I think I didn't throw this to you guys before, but there was another poem released this week that I really liked. It was by someone named Sam Cooke on Soft Union.
Yeah, I
I
like
just put
Sam
a
Cooke. No, I like Sam
I
Pink. I don't know who
yeah
Sam Cooke is.
I didn't
I
read
just
it, but if you want to read it.
Yeah, so I just dropped the link in the chat if you guys want to take a look at it.
Read it out loud. How many lines is it?
Four. So I
Okay,
really
so read
like
it.
it.
Okay, so read it.
Lonely people alone at computers disrespect the heart for free.
I mean, I'm sorry you love that type of poetry, and like I respect that you love it, but when I read that type of stuff, I just can't.
Yeah, I feel
Why
nothing.
can't you? You feel nothing?
I
I
feel
feel
nothing.
nothing.
I'm sorry.
Why don't we get into that a little more? Because I feel like that evokes a lot of emotion
Wait,
for
so
me.
let's settle first. What does it make you feel?
It puts something into words that I've felt many times.
Okay, but
Well,
what is that?
cruelty online and online relationships is what it's talking about to me.
Yes, I think it, yeah.
Disrespect the heart is a great phrase.
Yeah, it's just, you see, that's, I guess this is why I have a lot of problems with poetry. It's just because, yeah, you can have one offline, but, you know, that line better be a fucking banger. It must be a barn burner to unlock things. And I guess I'm jealous of people who can, feel something from just one offlines and stuff, you know, because I'm not interested in. It's just me. I don't want to weigh in on poetry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
will just say nothing. I trust your thing, and I think it is very pretty. I think it is nice, but it just doesn't make me feel anything. It's just not my thing.
yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, when I read like those four line poems,
Really?
I'm just sort of like, please, like, you could add more, and like, you're better than this. Like,
What? You better not
it's
be
not even
saying that
adding
about
more
my poetry.
either. No, your poems
Well,
have a good gut punch. I feel like a friend of mine had said this, and this is really, really true, that poets could learn a lot from old joke books, or old jokes, or just the structures of jokes where the hook is, the thing that gets you, is that surprise. You know what I mean? There needs to be some kind of setup, and then by the end, the punchline, the surprise there. And the thing with poetry, especially with four-line poetry, is I think people think it's a little bit more frivolous, or it can be throwaway. That's why we get like a million poems published all the time. If you know what I mean? Not that that's bad. Good for you. Good for getting published. That's great. But it's like the microscope is on. You only have so much space to do this, and so you should really think of it like a joke. Not that it has to be funny, but like you need to lead someone in, and then you need to catch them off guard.
Yeah, but
And
at the same
I think
time,
Emily's poetry is very good at that. Not all the time good at it, but often very, very good at that. Very sharp and surgical. And I think that's what you need. And that poem doesn't do that for me. Most
really?
poetry
But it
doesn't do
did
that
it
for
for
me.
Emily, so it must be like a success in some right. Like
I'm not
that's
saying
one thing.
that.
That's one thing I want to like abandon, because I always used to be like, if I don't like something, then it's trash. But then someone else reads it and they think it's like genius. So it's like, who
Well,
am I really to speak like
that's
that?
just being a grown up. I mean, you can speak however you want. You can say something. I don't think anybody gets any pushback. But I also think, in writing, I think there is a craftsmanship to it that is not acknowledged. There is too much space used up in people's head that this is expression and that this is art and there's no rules. And that is true. And it's cliche, I guess, but like you should know the rules. It's a craft is what I think. I think it's a craft, and I think certain co collections of words arranged in a way make someone feel this way. And that's what happens. And that's really what it is, right? And so it should be approached more like, oh, I'm going to use my dresser metaphor. Like it's a dresser. You're a carpenter, you're building a dresser because everyone needs a place to put their fucking clothes. You know what I mean? And that dresser can be a fucking piece of shit. It can look awful, it can be ugly, but if it stores clothes, that's good. People
But
need
that
that.
sounds more like you're like describing the utility of it. I think that's the
Because
whole
there,
problem, because all of
no,
these
there isn't.
poems and stories have like no point.
Well, yeah, there should be. I just think not even like a
I
utility
think.
for your own life. I think a utility in the way that you write, how a story is told, how you arrange words to make someone feel something, or make someone think something, or place someone in that place. That's why I use the dresser thing because it's so benign. No one wants to be like, I'm the best. Fucking man, you should see the fucking dressers I build. You know what I mean? But everybody needs dressers. And if your dresser can't hold clothes, nobody fucking wants it, right? It's worthless. And yeah, after you get a good dresser built, you can put fucking gold inlays, put fucking rims on that shit with spinners. As long as it holds clothes. And that's the craftsmanship. And that's how I think about writing. Like that joke I make about this car, this is what writing's all about. That's a joke. It's funny. I
Bro,
like big
fuck your
fast cars,
jokes.
but like
The reviewer
we need
says no
to.
more gay comedians.
So there's this guy that keeps posting shirtless selfies of himself on Twitter for some reason. His name is Morgan Reed. I dropped his profile in the chat, and the one that we're looking at right now, got some fascinating body hair
Wait, I
going
just want to
on.
say something because it's weighing on me. I feel
Sure.
like I was dismissive towards David at the end of that call, and I just wanted to apologize.
Yes. That's okay, buddy.
No, I just
Glaze him
want to. I
harder.
just, let
Gla
me.
glaze him
I
harder.
will. I'll glaze both of you right now.
Oh.
You're too
Because
alpha, I
Emily,
think.
you've been doing a great job with reposting everything and running the account. And David, you're a great speaker and a fantastic asset to this podcast. And even when I'm being a douchebag a little bit, I just want to say I appreciate you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that too. I think I don't know if I'm getting heated. I don't think so. You are very
Wait.
rude. Very rude man, I
I
think.
am a little rude, but
You
sometimes you gotta be rude, bro.
should let you gotta go with the flow thing. You shut things down. You're like a roadblock. You're too brutish. You're too alpha with this. You have to
Bro, I'm
support
an
other people.
Aries. I do support other
What the
people.
fuck does Aries mean?
What does it mean? It means I'm like ramming shit with my horns, bro.
Is that what they are? The goat ones? They're mountain
Yeah.
goats? Mountain
Wait,
goats
what
drummer
signs are you
now?
guys?
I'm a
I'm gonna.
Scorpio. Go ahead, I'm
Oh,
sorry.
interesting. I'm an Aquarius.
Is that the
Interesting.
fish? Is that the fish one, Aquarius?
No, the Aquarius is the
A
water bear.
horse. Water bear?
The
So what does
water
that mean?
bearer. It means it's I'm a person that carries water back to camp.
Like so
Like a
breedable.
what?
Oh my
Breedable
God.
carries the water.
Oh.
Breedable em
Oh my
Emily.
God.
That doesn't make sense to me. What are you talking about?
Like like the water in when people are pregnant. Remember when I was telling you about stone babies? You might have a stone baby. What would you name it if you had one? Would you wear it like a pendant around your neck after they took it out? I think it might.
You talking about?
Stone babies? You
I
know what I
don't get
mean?
what that is.
A stone baby is when it's when a baby forms outside of the uterus. I think it usually kills people, honestly.
I don't want to hear about
That's
this. Come
creepy,
on.
dude.
I don't like this. Come
But
on.
wait, it
This
grows
isn't. That would
outside the
be.
body?
Oh.
Kind of like a blister.
Oh my
Not like a blister.
goodness.
Usually
Why do you know about this? How
I
does it
don't.
improve your life?
It improves my writing. All right, I'm a serious writer. You know, one of the jokes I had lined up, not jokes, was something about Danielle's story was that I knew I wasn't gonna like it because nobody got shot in the head, nobody blew up. You know what I mean? Nobody got an
Bro, that's
alarm clapped off.
uncoded.
Unks, if that's uncoded, then that's cool. What are you talking about, uncoded? What does that even mean? I don't think you
Bro,
know what
that's
you mean,
something
you
like a
baby.
boomer dad would say and be like, if it doesn't have violence and freaking fast cars and babes, then it's not for me.
Is that something a boomer dad would say? I think you're full of shit. I
Yeah,
think you're
dude.
reaching. I
No,
think you're
dude. Ask
reaching.
anybody's like. This is a thing, not for me, because my dad was like a deadbeat, but like a normal American dad.
I think you're reaching. Does your dad say that, Emily?
What is the father phrase?
He's like, if it ain't like, if the movie doesn't have explosions and babes and sports cars, then it's a piece of shit.
No, he's in the sports.
Yeah, you
I
see?
remember he put on a Jennifer Lopez Christmas movie once. I was a little confused, but it made sense to me later on in life. But no, he does not watch explosions and stuff. He really liked, oh goodness, what was it? It was an old army show, like Charles in Charge or Hogan's Heroes.
Spoken
And then
Heroes,
he
yeah.
like yeah he liked Hogan's Heroes,
That's
Scrubs.
unk.
He really liked Scrubs actually, because people at his job would call him Dr. Cox, because he was, the lab manager.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
he is the
He
lab
related a
manager
lot to
at
Cox. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way that if you
Oh,
guys heard,
really?
that's exactly how my father speaks. And
That's
I
fucking
talk a
stupid.
hey,
Dr.
that's that
Faggot.
Now you're being rude.
you're being kind of rude. You can call me Dr. Call my father Dr. Come on.
Yeah, I would just have to call you Mrs. Faggot because you do not have a doctorate.
Yeah, that's to be decided. What were we talking about?
We're talking about that guy's selfies, but I feel like
Oh
we should
yeah,
just.
Morgan Reed. I told him we would talk about him. You were the one who kept posting his
I
selfies
mean,
in
I
the
just
group
don't get.
chat.
I wouldn't do that personally, but I mean, I don't know. It's just
What do you
fascinating that
think?
he did it.
Yeah, what do you think he's thinking when he's taking the topless photo? I guess for men, it's shirtless.
It's
When he's taking
probably
the shirt.
like,
with the cigarette in his mouth and the spares
I mean, that's like some Southern Gothic shit that he's going for, and it's black and white.
I guess Southern Gothic, maybe white trashy. I think hopefully it's tongue in cheek. I would imagine so. I would imagine so. It's a little tongue in cheek, like, oh, self-serious kind of thing.
Well, I think, let me psychoanalyze this guy for a sec, because I remember vividly he made a post that was like, if my writing wasn't so twisted, the e-girls would like it. And so I think he's a little lonely
Oh, pull
and
that up.
craving a
Pull that
woman's
shit up.
touch.
Pull that. He did favorite my selfie, I think, but that's
Oh,
see,
yes.
you gotta pull that twisted tweet up. I want to see that. Come on, I don't
I'm not
believe
gonna look. I'm not looking it up. It was
I
like days
did.
ago.
I stole that tweet. I stole that one.
But
I thought it was pretty funny.
I
Oh,
swear he said that.
the bookmark counter is up to like what was it, 175 out of 600 likes.
Oh
We've been
my
holding a
God.
bookmark counter for friend of the pod.
He will be yes, a very young, talented female poet in New York will be a guest star on the podcast soon. Probably around the time of the second issue of Post Pop Lit. But go ahead, David.
Yeah, they posted a very racy, thirst trappy
I don't think it
picture.
was racy. It wasn't racy.
See, this is what I mean. You deride. You deride
No,
with rudeness.
I'm specifying. I don't think it was racy. I think it wasn't
It
even
did better than
provocative.
mine. Did way better than mine. I mean, she's wearing a garland black mesh like
But she's not
nighty
like
type.
she's like it's like
I don't see what you have a pro I don't see why the issue is with racy here.
I
This
think
is
it's
what
the
I mean.
word
You
choice.
deride. You
No, no, no,
deride
no,
the
no. I'm
pose
being
with
a
the
writer.
trains, just like a fucking
Dude,
37.
I'm being a writer. I'm fixing your word choice because I don't think it's appropriate.
I don't trust your word choice.
Okay, we could say it was a little bit provocative,
Oh my.
titillating.
So those are all synonyms for racy, you dumb fuck. What is wrong with you?
Okay,
There's
but
something just wrong
bro.
with you. Oh my God. Oh
Okay,
my
go on,
God.
go on, go on. Let's go on.
So she posted a titillating, which sounds so much fucking worse. And she's a nice looking lady, of course. And
She's a
so
nice
we.
looking young woman.
Yeah, she looks great.
And her RFK story was good too. Let's put that in there.
Okay. Sure. But so she posted this and we saw this and
Right when it was posted.
we knew what was gonna fucking happen. We were on ground zero, and so we monitored the bookmarks. And within 3 minutes there was like fucking 10 bookmarks on it. And now we're at 175
Holy
bookmarks
shit,
out of
dude.
600 likes. So that means
Damn,
so
that's
that's
one out of
what
six.
one out of six or one out of three. Which good for her. This is no shame to her. This is shame to
Yeah.
the
Dude,
men writers who
do you know what they call
who
that?
like to look at what?
They call it goon marking.
Goon.
I've seen people call it that.
That
Oh
sucks.
my. I don't know, it's weird. Like, they could have just saved the photo if they're that impassioned by it, but to
Yeah.
bookmark it, that's
Well,
another level
I
because
think
it's
the thing is, they don't want someone to look through their phone for photos and see that they have that photo saved. But if it's on your social media, there's no record backed up on your thing. I think that would be,
but it's also like a
that's.
little bit like a little tease, like, ooh, look, who could have bookmarked this? I'm teasing her a little bit.
That's the thing. I don't know if that's the case. Yeah, unfortunately, she did out bookmark you, Emily, which
It's like you guys said, I'm unk.
You're unk, I'm
Okay, the
sorry.
wall
That's
is
why you're
coming.
doing a podcast and Chloe Wheeler's living her best life.
Yeah, I'm already in menopause.
Have you ever played Left 4 Dead? Have you ever played the game Left 4 Dead?
No, I haven't.
Oh my
Well,
God, look up the boomer.
there's a zombie game. It's
No,
a
if it
zombie
no,
game, all right?
I'm not looking up f***ing zombie game. Listen, pills here. We got bubble tops. That was always my favorite thing. The black guy who would just scream like, pills here. You know what I mean?
I love that game.
My husband gets very upset with me when I say things like, oh, I hope this person dies, blah, blah, blah. Anytime we talk about death, he's very superstitious because he's crazy. And he always knocks on woods. He always goes, and what I've been doing is I've been counter knocking to cancel out his thing. And he just gets so frustrated. So
Dude, that's fucked up.
I'll be like, or like start saying curses at him and say I'm cursing him because he really believes in this stuff. He
Dude,
really
I believe
believes.
in this shit. I knock on wood and do all
Duh, fucking,
that.
that's stupid. How's that worked out for you, buddy?
It's worked
How's the
out great.
bike?
It's
What are
worked
you
out
talking
great.
about? Your life is in ruins.
Dude, I don't have brain cancer or anything.
Yeah,
I don't.
that's true.
So I think it's going pretty spectacular,
It's
actually.
so ironic, the Danielle thing, because I was submitting a story which will be coming out in Ex-Pratt in a week or so. But before, this is months ago, I had this story and I consult Emily and she's like, I think you're ready for the next level, David. You should try and submit to Hobart. And I'm like, she's pumping me up, hype man shit. And I'm like, okay, well, which editor did I should I submit to? And I should have just went with my heart and went with Uzo because him and I are bros. We dap each other up. She said to go with Danielle. And so I don't know this person. I don't know any kind of, but because I'm such a little fucking rat, of course I know like four people. So of course I name drop Emily in there. I say, my friend, Emily, full name. I name drop Emily in the thing. I get no response back, of course. But little did I know, fucking what, months later, it would become this stupid warfare thing and that everybody actually hates Emily. And so now I've thrown my lot in with this sinking ship, you
Dude,
know?
Emily fumbled Bizarre Miscreant for me. I sent Bizarre Miscreant a beautiful message. I DM'd her and I said we're both Bizarre Miscreants, so let's get to know each
Dude,
other.
oh my God, that sucks. Emily, what do you think of that? If a guy sent you that fucking shit.
What did you send her?
I said we're both Bizarre Miscreants.
Oh, that's horrible,
I don't
dude.
know. That's fucking horrible. Oh my God.
Bro,
I'm
I don't
trying
even
to think of.
I can't take that shit seriously
I think
though,
the
'cause
worst
like
thing I'm.
I don't even know what she looks like. I don't know how what any of these people look like.
I think the worst thing a man has ever said to me is, no, if we meet up in real life, Emily, I'll pay for my own Amtrak ticket.
Oh my
That's romantic.
Then the implication is that I have to pay for the lodging. He only pays for his Amtrak
That's
ticket.
fucking awesome.
Or
Damn.
no. It's let's meet in Syracuse because that's halfway, because there's an airport there, and then you don't have to come by where I live. Oh.
You always pick the winners.
You got a Margaret
Yeah.
Atwood ass life here, you know what I mean? What the
Yeah.
hell? Well, that's fine. It's fine.
Getting left on read by someone who
Your
followed me when
father.
I was. Your father left you on read. All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He
And then you said
invited me
my
to his house for dinner the next day.
But he left you on read,
Yeah.
and then you talked about how fucking bad things were going, and he's just like, I'm sorry about that. You know what I mean?
And then
It'll
he
get
gave you a
better.
Diet
Smiley face.
Coke.
He did a smiley face. Yeah, he did do a smiley face. Better than my dad. Better than my dad.
You imagine being 63. It's unk. All my grandparents are still alive. It's crazy. I'm so excited to Rockford. I told my. So we were talking about this in the group chat. The most Boyd brain thing I've done recently is I told my landlord I'm moving out in July and I don't know where I'm going yet.
Oh
So
yeah.
I play that one by ear. That'll be determined soon.
See, it's crazy. It's like the two wolves thing. That's kind of how you are because I've never met maybe someone so organized and tactical and logical, but sometimes like a Mack truck, like fucking T-boning a station wagon, you just do something like that, or you decide, oh, I'm gonna call this guy up right now after you just
Oh, hey, you can't put, we're not going to put that in the podcast. And who are you even talking about?
I'm just using examples.
Bro, David got
The
loose
fact
lips.
the fact that you thought I was talking about something means that it's true. I was just using like a ridiculous thing, you but you've been giving people you, haven't
No,
you?
I haven't.
That
No,
seemed
I
like a
haven't.
tentative admission of guilt. I don't know.
No, I actually, the last time I got interrogated, I did not admit to anything. And the last time I was interrogated was last night. I did not admit to anything in writing. I was like, sorry you feel that way. You know who that is. That's
Yeah, that was
over.
pretty baller. That shit was pretty baller, I gotta admit. Yeah, that
Oh.
was baller. You did a baller job.
Yeah.
Other than the big dick move right there.
Well, no,
Stupid.
it was a legal trap because if you have something like that in writing, you can
You
turn around and give it to a lawyer and say, this person is
see,
defaming me.
I love that you know that.
Yeah, you see, this is what I'm talking about. I've never met someone so organized and logical, stuff like that, but then you mix it in this fucking witch's brew of craziness. Why did you think someone was texting you legal tracts? Why did you think that?
Emily has ops, bro.
You can never be too careful, is all I'm gonna say.
That's true. Fuck these hoes
Yeah.
and moids. Whatever.
Should we just end it there?
I think
We
let's end
didn't.
it.
I don't think we talked about the title. Do we still want to keep it Moids Don't Cry?
I think
Yeah,
that's
why
fun.
not?
That's fun.
I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing.